I'm now thinking, because I'm aware of time, maybe could we, I guess, workshop. Wow, this is such a wild time. We're gonna workshop what we're gonna talk about this year while we're recording this
I think
podcast.
it's a good idea because I had a few thoughts. I had a few thoughts recently around, because I was just saying I'm doing some more reading and stuff on trauma. I'd love for like a section, and I'm open to your feedback on this, like a section for us to share any like interesting learnings that we've had, like any interesting, like it could be from a PD, could be from something we've read, like, and it doesn't have to be all the time, but like a space. What do you reckon, like a space to do that if possible?
Definitely.
And I'm also trying to think about like audience stuff as well. I love how this is like, I feel like the listeners, whoever's listening, is getting like a real insight into how we plan these. But I feel like in the beginning, in my head, the audience was like people that,
We're still studying, right?
yeah, and then also not like therapists, but not therapists as well. But I feel like now we're more, I don't know, we're more leaning towards therapists, I think, or people that work in, I don't know how you feel about that, but the
That's
in the
interesting.
industry, because we have are sharing more like industry things that I feel like would make more sense to people that are or in the industry instead of stand already.
But I think also I would say that I think one of the things that we sort of have been talking around is just our lived experience as two people who are now late 20s, early 30s, just navigating life. But it just so happens that we have counseling hats on like 85, 90% of the time. So there's still that, and I'm sure that people who, like our friends who are non-therapists, still listen to this solely because we are sort of putting our counseling hats on, but also talking about our lived experience. So I think we are still able to serve those two anyway because of the nature of how we now record everything and how the conversation sort of naturally flows from one through to another. And I know that we've been, I guess, interested in revisiting some of the topics that we first sort of explored in our first couple of years. And I think it's worth revisiting things like grief and loss, trauma, relationship. We can do relationships number three. I think I remember, and I'm sorry to Tegan, who we had on a few seasons ago now, my goodness. But we should definitely do parenthood round two. And whether or not I'm in this room, or whether you two want to catch up in person and sit down and have that conversation, I don't mind. And I think that's probably a good way to then we can still do the podcast, and be able to now start pulling in our connections and our network. And I think that's a good sharing experience to have.
I agree. I agree. I really do want to lean more on our like community and hear those, like give a platform for them to share their experiences as well. I think it would be really good. But I'm glad you said what you said and that you do, in your perspective, you do think that others that aren't therapists would still like to listen. Because that is my hope. Like, I hope that, but I think this is where it's really going to be feedback. Like, if anyone has feedback and I'm just am interested in it. Because my hope is that it is more, it isn't too jargon heavy. You know, I'm hoping that it's can still be accessed by others that aren't necessarily in the industry. I was just thinking that that's what we were heading towards because it felt like it. But I'm
Oh,
hoping it would still be, is actually broader than that. Is actually the hope. So I'm hearing, yes, for you, your hope is that adding other people in as guests, and I'm so on board with that as well. We can figure out the logistics towards that. And then that's perfect with that going through other the topics we've been through before, because that's then where my hope of the having things that we've learned can come in. Like that's like a beautiful sort of way to like integrate all of that. So that's awesome. Oh, I'm excited to see what this year looks like. I feel like we could do some planning into it around, around our schedules and stuff as well. That'd be good.
Yeah. But I think before we go, what's I'm curious to know, I guess, what's your one or two big hopes for the next couple of months before we catch up and record again?
Yeah, so that probably brings us to April. So I would say, yeah, I would say being in a place like in a professional place, workplace that feels like I'm aligned and like it's the right place to be. And then on a personal level, same, like feeling like I'm really using the word aligned a lot, and I feel like I need to explain what I mean by that, but it's just like feeling like I'm in the right place at the right time is what I mean by aligned. And so same with personal, like I'm hoping that my relationship feels like it's right, and that we're communicating and opening up and stuff like that. And same with professional. It's funny how they're like, so I want the same things for both my professional and my personal relationships. Like, yeah. So that's where I'm hoping, just to feel like I'm in the right place at the right time in 2 months' time. And how about
Fair
you?
enough.
What's your biggest hope?
What's my biggest hope? I guess professionally being able to continue to, I guess, plan and project. But April brings with it, I think, at least a sense of calm. So I'm hoping to be able then to focus all my energy on doing all of those systemic sorts of things. Personally, being able to take time off during the Easter break that's coming very soon for us. But I think continuing to navigate and sit and work through this emotional roller coaster that has been the last couple of months. Being able to process everything. And I think that it comes out in the work that I do as well. So, like, a lot of the things that I go through emotionally come out at work, and then that's what will bring me to supervision. So it's very I feel like I've been using supervision as that cathartic version of like bringing all my stresses, but then being able to reprocess them back through work, and then being able to, heal emotionally. We'll see what happens because, one of the it'll be very interesting when we get to revisit some of those episodes, how. And I'm very curious to see how both of our perspectives have maybe shifted, or we've learned more about ourselves and how that influences practice for us.
Yeah, I'm very interested too. I can see myself try listening back to the episode from the old one, taking notes and then like almost commenting in a, yeah, like almost commenting and reflecting on it. And that's what we do in online together, and that'd be interesting. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for, taking this time to be here, and like I'm so happy that we can still do these even though things are so busy and we're apart. But yeah, these are like really enjoyable for me. So thank you.
Same, no worries. And I think, well, listeners, get ready because I don't know what we're going to be talking about this year, so I'll be very interested. Who knows what our next topic will be. But in the meantime, stay safe. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Unpack This Brain. If you'd like to follow us, we are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Unpack This Brain. If you'd like to send us any questions, feel free to do so. Use the hashtag UnpackThisBrain or send us a DM or send us an email, unpackthisbrain@gmail.com. This podcast was created by the lovely people over at Great Mates Podcast. Feel free to subscribe to any of our podcasts wherever you're listening. We'd also like to acknowledge the First Nations owners on whose lands we are creating this podcast.